listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across Lakey. Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
The McAuz. The McAuz is back. Have you heard? Have you heard the word? The McAuz is back. Yeah, just in time for Australia Day. Just in time to be an Aussie. Oh, yeah, you got to have McAuz. Yeah, McAuz, just because McAuz, McAuz. We talked about what the secret ingredient was in your favourite foods and family recipes because the McAuz has a secret ingredient. What's that ingredient? Well, you'll have to find out. It's a secret for now. Very common knowledge, though. So I mean, don't think that I'm holding back some big piece of gossip. Big day for pardons as well. A pardon. Someone said today that like, how irresponsible is Trump? Just giving away like 150 pardons. I was like, God, I feel I would have done the same amount of pardoning if I was the president of the US. I think that'd be the best part of the job. You're getting a point of people, you're pardoned. Yeah. A pardon? Yeah. No, pardon. Yeah, you're pardoned too. Yeah, I've looked through your documents. I've decided that you are pardoned to be one of the great powers. One of the great thrills of being the POTUS. But now, a personal story. Tomorrow is a big day for me. I move into a new place. Yes, I'm moving house. And with a new house comes a new bedroom, a new setup. The first day of the rest of my life. I'm quite looking forward to it. There's no furniture in there. This is an unfurnished bedroom. I'll be moving into a share house. A couple of lads, a couple of the boys. But I've got the master bedroom, which is great because I like to think of myself as a little bit of a master anyway. I mean, it's a little more exy, but it's the price you pay for being a master in the master bedroom. Big, spacious bedroom. Big, empty, spacious bedroom. I'll fill that with a king. The master definitely needs a king. It's got carpet. It's a very nice space. It's a big space. It's a balcony. Ooh, yeah. Sea breeze. Bit of balcony action as well. I'm looking forward to that. It's got an ensuite. Of course, the master bedroom and the master has an ensuite. I'll be going in there. It's all's pretty good. All sounded pretty good so far. There's a fourth quadrant to this bedroom, which, to be honest, I almost didn't take the place because this fourth quadrant is the walk-in wardrobe. Now, I know what you're thinking. Walk-in wardrobe, pretty cool. Yeah, maybe you're in a couple. Maybe you got a misso. Maybe you got a lady with plenty of dresses and high heels. That's what a walk-in wardrobe's for. But I'm a single man. I'm a minimalist. I was a guy who used to live in a van at the start of last year, for goodness sake.
This is my van.
That's not a big deal. I have no things. I have four or five T-shirts, a couple of pairs of socks, a couple of pairs of shorts. There's really no need for this 3 meter long, 2 meter wide walk-in robe. I can't be that guy. And that's the thing. I mean, first time I'm a single guy. I like to get about. First time that a mistress comes back to the master's master bedroom, she'll be quite impressed. She'll go, oh, quite spacious. Oh, I like that king. Oh, yeah, is that a California king? The master will say yes. I'll take her out to the balcony area. She'll be all relaxed. There'll be a bit of breeze coming. The lights will be dim. It'll be good. She's in the mood now. Oh, she realizes that she's in the master's house. And she goes, oh, I might just freshen up in that ensuite. I go, yeah, ensuite's just around there. It's the corner, honey. Yeah, she'll go and freshen up. And then what'll happen is she'll inevitably pass the walk-in wardrobe and it'll go, oh, no, I've changed my mind, actually. I think I should go. You weren't quite the alpha male I thought you were. An alpha male like me cannot have a walk-in wardrobe for walk-in wardrobe things. It's just not going to happen. Now, the thing with this walk-in wardrobe is you don't want to neglect the space. I mean, if God gives you a 3 by 2 meter space with shelves on the left-hand side, a bit of mood lighting and a door to close behind, you really need to make hay where the sun shines. So I'm not thinking neglect the walk-in wardrobe. I'm not thinking hide away. I don't want to shy away from the robe, but I definitely don't want to use it as a walk-in wardrobe. So the mind, it really does wander.
Oh, how can I convert my walk-in wardrobe?
What we need to do, we need to renovate the walk-in wardrobe. We need to convert the robe to a man cave. Now, this is 3 by 2. The options are really endless because all of a sudden, I go from being a master with a weird walk-in wardrobe to a man with a bonus room. A room that could literally mean, perform, and do anything right now. It's an exciting time, so I've been brainstorming a little bit. I mean, immediately, and I know what you're all thinking. You're thinking, Lakey, of course, you've got to convert it into a sex dungeon. At least that's what I thought. I thought, yeah, could do that. Yeah, could do. Could hook a couple of things up against one of the walls, maybe a swinging chair, some whips, some bounds, some gags, and it's got all the shelves there and whatnot. Yeah, you probably could. Yeah, I could really see that. I'm just drawing up a couple of rough sketches now. A couple of, I've got messages coming through already. Yeah, the sex dungeon sounds pretty good to me, master. I'm drawing up some blueprints for that. I could easily do the sex dungeon. I mean, part of me wants to take the carpet out of the walk-in robe and just turn it into an oil room. I mean, this is one more step up from the sex dungeon. I'm thinking of installing a small kids blow-up paddling pool and a variety of coconut oils in there. I mean, that'd be pretty cool if you go back to someone's house. You go back to the master's house just to freshen up and then you just catch a little glimpse. Oh, what's in there? Is that a walk-in? Oh, no, that's an oil room. Interesting. Nice. We don't have to go down the sexual path, of course. I've considered an aquarium in there, an aquarium room, a nice 3x2. Jeez, if you've got the money, if you've got the cash to splash for an aquarium room, that's quite impressive. A few tropical fish, a few things getting around. The thing is, I can close the door at night time so the bubbles and all the filters wouldn't keep me awake. The aquarium's very much still on the table. 133353. Men who have their own spaces. I know not many men have walk-in wardrobes. But I feel men out there have the backyard sheds, their own territory, the man caves, etc. And people with ideas. I mean, we've got a vacant room. We've got a spare 3x2 with nothing to do. Maybe a little herb garden. I don't know much about the herbs on offer, but I'm sure Costa Georgiadis, if we rang him up from Gardening Australia over the next week or so, he'd have something to say about that. Maybe a mixture. I mean, maybe you start with the herb garden at the first meter or so. And then the second meter is more of an aquarium setup with the final third being a sex dungeon oil room. I'm not sure. We've got a blank canvas, really. Maybe a scale. Should we install a scale electrics in there? Maybe around the sex dungeon. I mean, 2 for 1. 133353. How do we renovate the walk-in wardrobe? Shazza in Wodonga. Now, no idea is a bad idea right now. Think of this as a creative brainstorm in the boardroom. I mean, the sky's the limit here. What do you think?
Well, we had a walk-in wardrobe, which is now our dungeon room, with a nice big cross and restraints for wrists and ankles and whips and red lighting. And it's very lovely.
Nice. Okay. So, you've gone full sex dungeon, and it's great to see that the sex dungeon scene is alive and well in Aussie bedrooms around the country. So, you're right. Mood lighting would be a big one. Do you have any side panels, any side shelvings? How are you utilising side shelvings in your sex dungeon?
Well, I have my, like, 6-inch stiletto heels displayed, a few toys, a few outfits. You know, there's always something you can put up there.
I'm liking a couple of sexual feature pieces. Of course, I wouldn't have any 6-inch heels there, but I could have a 6-inch rubber dong just for guests as they come in. They sort of like, I mean, they'd be picking up their assortments as they go. You'd probably have 4, 5, 6. 22 sex toys just at the entrance, and then people would sort of ease into it. The more
candle.
A candle, of course.
Does a bear
shit in the wood, Shazza?
A little bit of fire and ice there would be good.
A little bit of fire and ice is very good. So it's very sex dungeon heavy at the moment. Is it? You ever thought about installing a scale electrics track or a herb garden in the sex dungeon, or there's just not enough space?
Not enough space, but the kids would probably like that better because if they want to get to our walk-in robe, they've got to go through it.
Yeah, that's nice. That's the thing. I'd probably look at distracting a child with the herb garden as to not have any danger of them walking to the back of the sex dungeon. So it's all food for thought at this stage. Bill in Port Macquarie, how do we renovate the walk-in wardrobe?
Oh, mate, bit of sand on the floor, put in a fake palm tree, a spray booth. Esky with a few drinks in it, little table and chairs.
Yes.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
Now, let's just take a little U-turn back to the spray booth. What are you talking there, a fake tan setup?
No, a proper spray booth, a tan spray booth. So if you get a woman, you know, if you pick up a nice lady and she's a little bit on the pale side, you can say, hey, hop in here and take your gear off and... I'll give you a spray tan.
Yeah, nice. Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it is a spray tan booth. It's only a matter of time before I bring back a woman. It's only a matter of shorter time before I realise that she is too pale for my liking. And if I was to have a rustic terracotta sort of spray gun ready to go, that would obviously cure any gripes there. I like where your head's at, Bill. A lot of calls coming through. Paul in Essendon. Where are we landing so far? Probably half sex dungeon, half spray tan booth. So it could be a bit of a moneymaker. What's your idea?
Hello?
Yes, Paul.
Oh, hey, how you going, mate? Yeah. Sorry, I thought I was just thinking maybe putting a sauna in there.
It's Like I said, no idea is a bad idea. The ceiling is literally limitless at this stage. Yeah, I don't mind that. Have you any experience in installing a sauna into a 3x2 walk-in robe?
Oh, no, I haven't.
No.
But, I mean, it's anything's possible, I suppose.
Anything is possible. And I'm thinking if we did have the sauna, how uncomfortable it would be if I was to also incorporate the sex dungeon. Do they go hand in hand? Are you robbing Peter to pay Paul? Is it more of a what you gain in sauna, you sacrifice in sex dungeon? That's where my head's at right now.
Well, I don't know. I like the sex dungeon side of it as well. But,
we all like that. We all like the sex dungeon side of it. Aiden, in the Northern Beaches, you've got an idea. How do we convert the robe to the cave?
Mate, I believe you've got a couple of options in front of you. A money-making option, a venture, if you could say, would be, one word, hydroponics.
Oh, yeah. And I'd be lying if I said it didn't cross my mind already, because it is very inconspicuous up there. I mean, apart from broadcasting the last 10 minutes on national radio, that I do have some vacant room to do something. Apart from that, no, it's good. And there's
no one knows where it is.
No, but anyway. You're right. Good.
But besides that, as you say, you want to be the alpha male. Mm. Nothing says alpha male more than repairing a motorcycle. Okay. So, yeah, get yourself a Harley in mid-construction condition.
Yeah.
In there, couple of drop sheets and a few tools around, any chick that walks in. Happy days.
And what I like about this is that the Harley Davidson would never be done. It would never be finished. It would just be in a constant state of flux, a constant state of repair, just set
up. If it's never finished, it ruins the pizzazz.
Harley Davidsons aren't built for the road. They are built for the robe. And incredibly alpha to bring a Harley Davidson up two levels of stairs to a townhouse and wheel it through a carpeted master bedroom right into the walk-in robe. I mean, that is an alpha move. Never mind the garage. Jenny in Glenorchy. Hello.
Yes, hello, Danny.
Hello. Now, you got excited. You've heard the rumours that there may be a sex dungeon brewing. The oil room is food for thought. The aquarium, the herb garden. I know you love your herbs. What do you think about the conversion for the robe?
Well, Danny, I think that every sex king should have his own sex dungeon.
Yeah, he should.
Well equipped with all different kinds of whips and belts and canes and etc. But can I make a suggestion?
Please.
I think you'd be a novice in that direction, where the whips and the canes and the belts would come into concern, eh?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, can I suggest that you ask Christian Grey if he can give you a crash course on how to use those implements? That way, you won't hurt yourself.
It's a great point you raise. I mean, it's all fun and games, hypothetically, imagining a sex dungeon in your walk-in robe, but when push comes to shove, you're so right, and you've highlighted
it. Yes, you wouldn't want to flick the thing in your own face. It'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it?
It'd be a disaster, and you've highlighted a gaping hole in my sexual plans, because I'm a tape and leather kind of guy, but where my weaknesses lie, you're right. Ropes, ball gags, whips, canes, belts, the whole lot. I'm still very, very novice in that department, not advanced at all. Peter in Newcastle, wrap this up on 133353. What's going in the walk-in wardrobe?
Well, mate, I come to the decision, if you want to be an alpha male, you've got to sublet. And then you're in control of your own environment. You've got a little house on the side.
Yes, no, it's so true. I mean, you hear it all the time. If you want to be the top dog, you've got to sublet. It's the only way.
But I do like old mates Harley sitting in the room. That's magnet. That's your winner, I reckon.
Yeah. So what we'd probably look at in the end, I think we'd set it up with a herb garden and a spray tan booth. Towards the back, there'd be a sex dungeon with the Harley Davidson on full display. Subletting in the meantime to a backpacker, sort of crowded. But the only concern with all of this is the yearly rental inspection, where they need to come around. You just pack it all down for a day. You probably need a second walk-in wardrobe just to put all your shit from the sex dungeon in when the yearly rental inspection comes around. But it's great.
Well, it seems like it's a last-minute closing down pardon sale for the Trump administration.
Pardon.
He's got seconds left of his presidency and letting everyone off the hook. And when news reached Australia, there were a couple of friends of the Danny Lakey Show who needed their own pardoning.
I bring a carton of beers over to my mate Jono's house for a barbecue. We drank 22 of them and Jono passed out. So I took the final two beers home with me when my missus came to pick me up. I've heard that's not very cool to do, but can I be pardoned?
I hereby grant you a full and complete pardon.
I farted in me mate's mouth when he was sleeping. It was just uni shenanigans. Can I be pardoned?
Pardon.
When I was a kid, I went to the movies and filled up a whole mega-large popcorn box with lollies at the candy bar and just put a thin layer of popcorn over the top. I literally got $148 worth of gummy bears for $13.50. Can I please be pardoned?
I hereby grant you a full pardon.
I downloaded the Offspring's album Americana off the internet for free back in the early noughties. It was right at the height of when adverts were trying to scare us into not downloading music and how piracy could get your life in prison. Could I please be pardoned?
Pardoned.
And I said to me mate that I could get him a bag of Coke, but when I picked up the bag, I emptied out a little something for myself and just topped it back up with some baking soda. But that's the Coke tax, isn't it? Come on, that's fair. Can I be pardoned?
A complete pardon.
Bit of good news here. McDonald's announces big change to cult McOz Burger. McDonald's are bringing back their beloved McOz for a limited time ahead of Australia Day, but the cult burger won't taste the same. It's that kind of year, isn't it? It's that time where the McOz comes back for a little while. Don't know why they don't just always keep the McOz around. I mean, why? Who are we kidding? Dangling the McOz in front of us for a couple of weeks a year, just McOz. And then the next year, a bit more McOz. Oh, you missed the McOz. Oh, yeah, it's time to bring the McOz back. Oh, yeah, the McOz. Oh, you're not Australian unless you have a McOz. Oh, absolutely a McOz. I just have a McOz because I love the McOz. I wish that it was a permanent fixture on the McDonald's menu. The McOz brings me great joy. It's always a fun time of year for me personally. McDonald's Australia's marketing manager, Amanda Nicard, is confirmed with Nine Honey. Oh, big scoop, guys, from Nine Honey. Hot off the press. The iconic menu has been given a fresh twist this year and will now have a secret ingredient. Oh, but what's the secret ingredient? What's the secret ingredient of the McOz? The Crispy Barbecue McOz, as it will now be known, will now feature crispy onions.
He's gone McCrazy. Crazy.
Whoa, big crispy onions. It's always what I thought the McOz was missing, to be honest. I thought, yeah, a bit of crispy onions. I don't mind dehydrated crispy onions because let's face it, they're not fresh onions that are cooked to a crisp. They are onions that have been depleted of any moisture. A byproduct of that means they're now crispy. The dehydrated crispy onions will be added to the McOz burger. So what do you got now? You got the beef, you got the bun, you got the beetroot, you got the griddle egg. I love it when they throw in a good griddle egg for good measure. Tomato, lettuce, cheese, mustard, ketchup. Please, please, for the love of God, do not confuse this with a McFeast. They are two completely separate burgers. The McOz is back with the secret ingredient for 2021. Bit of fun. And I feel a secret ingredient is what makes the world go round. Like, it makes a good meal a great meal. You hear these wives' tales, these old family traditions passed down from generation to generation. Oh, Nonna knows best. Oh, Nonna's bolognese. Yeah, she just put in a shot of raspberry cordial. Oh, I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but don't knock it till you try it. It was Nonna's secret ingredient. Secret ingredients, just a little something to make that good meal great. A little bit of specialness. Whether it's a home recipe, 133353, if you've got a secret ingredient, would love to hear it. Or whether it's like some sort of add-on that you take into your own hands. When I order a kebab, and seldom I do, but probably once every 3 months, I'm in the kebabby mood and I'll be there and I'm having a bit, oh, that's right. Oh, I remember this kebabby feeling. Yeah, nice. Ooh, kebabs. Yeah, hello there. I'll have one kebab. Yeah. About, oh, what do you want? Doner, chicken, lamb. I'll have a doner kebab, thanks. Yeah, a bit of doner. Yeah, nice. Yeah, salads. Yeah, lettuce. Yeah, tomato. Yeah. And he goes, then he goes, onion. He goes, onion? Ooh, all right, yeah, just a tiny bit of onion. Just a tiny bit of onion, please. I don't want too much. No, stop, stop. Too much. That's too much. Stop with the onion. I don't want to be gassy tomorrow. I'll have some hummus, some garlic, some tahini, and then he wraps it up for me. And that's all good fun. And what my secret ingredient is for the kebab is I will then take the kebab home. And do not knock this until you try this yourself. I'll take the kebab home. I'll unwrap the kebab, I'll put two fried eggs down the middle, and I'll put plastic cheese. Huge. Huge for me.
He's gone Merc crazy.
Yeah, but that's more kebab related. 133353, what's your secret ingredient? Are you making a tweak to a classic favourite that just makes it oh so better? Family recipes as well. Bit of non-a-goss. Not as many calls coming through as I anticipated when I came up with the idea at 2:30 p.m. this afternoon. However, one call came through. Forgive me, producer Mick, but who was David who was claiming that Jamie Oliver just sued McDonald's? What did he have to say before?
He said that they were using a pink slime and he just wasn't happy about what they were putting in their burgers, and I had to hang up on David.
Oh, really? You hung up on David, not the other way around.
Wasn't a fan.
Wow. Okay. I mean, we will fact check that. From my information, I believe what David is referring to is an old 2011 article that was recently rehashed on social media to drag Jamie Oliver's reputation through the mud. Look, David, if you're keen to call back outside of the show hours, always welcome, because we're not here. Daryl in Phillip Island, hello.
G'day, mate, how are you?
Yeah, he's coming in hot. So what's the secret ingredient?
A dash of Worcestershire sauce.
Nice. This is a man.
Mate,
who, yeah.
It's in your bolognese, anything you like. It's magnificent.
Now, talk me through when you add the Worcestershire sauce to your bolognese.
It's about 10 minutes before it's cooked.
10 minutes before it's cooked. So it's been, yep, it's been on a gentle simmer already. You've already browned the onions.
Yes, done everything.
Yeah, you've sautéed the meat.
Yes.
You've added your vine. We talking vine ripened? Vine ripened toms? Easy there. Come on. Come on. Hey, have a shot of whiskey. Come on. Easy. Come on, Dad. Come on.
Hey, sorry.
Someone around there to tap Daryl on the back a couple of times. Hey. We winged Daryl for a while. Yes.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, but back to the vine-ripened tomatoes. Is that the tomato of choice for your spaghetti bolognese?
Well, yeah, the small ones, the little cherries.
Cherries. Fresh.
Yes.
Fresh little cherries.
Yes. Right.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I mean, you. he's mating me a lot. He's really baiting me with his mates. What else do you add Worcestershire sauce to, apart from the spaghetti bolognese?
Well, anything, a stew, a casserole, bloody anything, mate. It's just, not much, just a few drops.
Yeah, of course. Well, you don't want to go overboard. That's just,
no.
He's a man.
No.
He's a man. No.
I don't drink the stuff.
No, of course not. No. That'd be the act of a madman, just a shot of Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
Ooh. He was on the edge of another cough then. And I think any more of that tonight, and I may be guilty of manslaughter to Daryl in Phillip Island. So, look, it's never good. Never good. Producer Mick, do you have a secret ingredient that you like? Because what's your heritage? Austrian?
Austrian and Italian, but this is my Filipino grandma. Long story there.
Whoa, big Filipino twist. Okay,
yes, she makes a sponge cake and she puts in Coca-Cola.
Whoa, very nice.
He's gone McCrazy.
She's gone McCrazy. Coca-Cola. Into the what, sorry?
Into the sponge cake. Into so when you're making cake. It.
Yeah.
It makes it all, you know, it must do something to the cake and it sponges it up and makes it real fluffy.
Yeah, nice. I like a textured-based secret ingredient. You like that, Daryl? Yeah, he's still
bloody
there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still there.
I'm humming.
He's loving it. Yeah, he's clear his throat. There's only so many coughs you can do in one break before we have to start getting slightly concerned. And hit a podcast.
Daddy Likey.
Triple M.